The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Hei, discusses the Lav Da'iraisa of Lo Yisanachshu, which is the Isser to believe and to act based on the concept of superstition. And therefore, says the Gemara, if let's say a person has a piece of bread fall from his hand, and he believes that it's a bad omen, and based on this bad omen, he refrains from doing something, that's a violation of this Isser Da'iraisa of Lo Yisanachshu. And similarly, if let's say he has a stick that falls out of his hand, and he believes that this is considered a bad omen, this is a bad sign, and based on this superstition, he refrains from doing some activity. Again, this is going to be a violation of the Lav D'Oraisa of Lo Yisanachshu. So based on this Isser, if a person, let's say, were to see a black cat cross his path, and he was planning on doing something, and based on this superstition, he refrains from doing it, he would be over on the Isser D'Oraisa of Lo Yisanachshu. As they state in Gemara, and the Chinuch explains that this idea is based on the Hashkafa that everything that happens in our world comes directly from the Hashkafa of the Rebbein Shlomo. And therefore, if a person believes in superstition, he comes to believe in other powers, other omens, and it's something that takes away from his emunah in the Rebbein Shlomo. And that, says the Chinuch, is what is behind this Isser D'Oraisa of Lo Yisanachshu. The question is, what are the parameters of this Isser? What is the scope of this Isser? How far does it go? So, there's a tremendous machlekes rishonim as to the geder and the parameters of this Isser. There's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Hei. The Gemara talks about a story about Rav, where Rav was planning on going somewhere, and when he came to the port to take a boat, to take the ferry towards the location that he was going to eat his suda by, the second he arrived at the port, the ferry came, and he took this as a good sign, and he says, it must be that there's a yomtif going on in the place that I'm going to eat. And in fact, when he arrives, the Gemara says he refrained from eating meat at this party, at this location. Why? So the Gemara tries to ascertain exactly why Rav was makbid not to eat the meat that was being served to him at this place. And the Gemara suggests that perhaps the reason why Rav was makbid not to eat from the meat was because of the superstition that was involved in this story. That since he believed that it was a good omen, it was a good sign, by virtue of the fact that the second he came to the port, the ferry arrived, the mail of this was the sign that there was some party going on, that they were serving meat. And because of this nichush, he decided he wasn't allowed to eat the meat. He didn't want to eat the meat. However, asks the Gemara, that can't be the reason why Rav refrained from eating the meat, because this wasn't a violation of Lo Yisanachshu. Why? Asks the Gemara refers to a member that says that there is only an Isser of believing in superstition if it's a superstition similar to that of Eliezer Eved Avram, and the superstition of Yohanan ben Shaul. Yohanan ben Shaul and Eliezer ben Avraham were two examples of superstition, and only those two examples were cases that we have to compare when deriving the Isser of Lo Yisanachshu and applying it to other cases as well. And the Meila, says the Gemara, this case of Rav wasn't similar to the case of Eliezer Eved Avraham and Yohanan ben Shaul. Now, what was the case of Eliezer ben Avram, Eved Avram, and Yonasan ben Shaul? So the case of Eliezer Eved Avram was that he made a deal, he made a sign that if the girl that comes to offer him water offers for him and his camels and his animals, then she is the right girl, and she is going to be the kala for Yitzchak. And the girl that won't offer him this water won't be the one that would be the chosen one for Yitzchak, and that was a sign. And Taka Rivka adhered to his sign, and she offered the water both to him and to his animals, and she was chosen to be the kala of Yitzchak. Now this was L'chayr's superstition. And the Gemara says that Dafka, such a case, is a case where we answer based on Nichush. Or let's say, says the Gemara, the story of Yonasim and Shaul. Yonasim and Shaul was coming with a group of people and they were planning on attacking the Pelishtim. And Yonasim said that it depends. We'll make a sign. If they come out to greet us, they come towards us, that will be a sign that it's a bad idea to attack them. And if they don't come out to greet us, if we go towards them, we make the first march towards having the encounter with them. That is a sign that we will be successful in the battle, and therefore we will go and we will attack them. That's the sign that Yonasim and Shaul made. And again, so this says the Gemara, only a nichush that is similar to the nichush of Eliezer and the nichush of Yonasim and Shaul is a nichush that's also, and that wouldn't apply to Rav. Explains Rashi, what was different about the nichush of Eliezer ben Eved Avram and Yonasim and Shaul, that they had complete conviction and they completely relied on their simon. And it was a two-way street. If the girl would offer me and my animals to drink, then she's going to be chosen to be the kala. And if not, I'm not going to choose her. His entire hanhoga was based solely on whether or not the girl would in fact offer the water. And when you act with conviction and you really rely on the siman, that's considered something that would be usur based on nichush. However, if you have the case of Rav, where all he had was a good omen, it was a good sign, he came to the ferry, and the moment he came to the port to have the ferry take him to the other side of the river, the ferry arrived, and he didn't have to wait any time before taking the ferry, that was a good sign, and that wasn't completely being reliant on a siman, and that's why it wasn't considered a violation of nichush. So that's the Gemara's kasha, that it can't be that the reason why Rav refrained from eating the meat was because of nichush, because it wasn't a real nichush, because all it was a minor sign. And Memela says the Gemara, Enchanami, and the reason why he didn't eat the meat was because he only ate meat if it was meat that came from a Sudas Mitzvah. And since this meat didn't come from a Sudas Mitzvah, he didn't want to partake of the meat. Now there's a tremendous machlekes rishonim how we apply this Gemara l'alocha l'maisa. Asks Tosfos, are we in fact saying over here in the Gemara that Eliezer Eved Avram was over on the Issa D'Oraisa of Lysanachshu by making the siman to determine who is going to be the proper wife, who is going to be the right shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu? Eliezer, the Gemara tells us, was doyle umashke mitoyas rabbi la'achirim. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, he was a tremendous tzaddik. It sounds incredible, and it sounds tremendously mechudishdik to assume that Eliezer, who was a tremendous tzaddik, was over on the Isidore Reis of Lois Nachshu. And says Taisus, and what are you going to tell me that he was a ben Noyach? And since he was a ben Noyach, he didn't have to adhere to the Isser of superstition. But says Taisvis, according to one man, the Yamar in Masechet Sanhedrin, a goy as well is muzer on the Isser of superstition, since the Isser of Nichush connects to the Isser of Avodah Zarah, which a goy obviously has to follow. And therefore, asks Taisvis, what is the pshat over here that Eliezer was in violation of the Isser Deraisa of Nichush? Taisvis learns that in fact, Eliezer Eved Avram was not in violation of the Isser of Nichush, because even though the way that Pasuk actually reads is that based on the following of his siman, he chose Rivka as the proper shidduch for Yitzchak, and as soon as she offered the money, he gave her the rings, he gave her the different gifts as a means of choosing her and picking her out as the shidduch for Yitzchak based on the siman. Nonetheless, says Taisvis, it wasn't really how the story unfolded. And in fact, he first asked exactly who she was. He didn't actually base his conduct solely on the siman being fulfilled. Rather, he gave the gifts to her, he gave the rings to her only afterwards, after determining that she was taka a choshev shidduch, that she was taka the right girl for Yitzchak Avinu. And Mela says Taisvis, he didn't rely solely on the simen, and therefore he wasn't in violation of the Isser of Nichush. The Gemara says that you're only over on the Isser of Nichush if it's a Nichush like Eved, like the simen of Eved Eliezer, Eved Avram. That's referring to the fact that he relied somewhat on the simen. He did propose having both tzadim, that if she serves the offers the water, I'm going to choose her, and if not, I won't choose her. But in truth, he wasn't in violation of the Isser of Nichush because he didn't give her the gifts until after he had determined that she, in fact, was the right Shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. Says Taisus the same thing regarding Yonis and Ben Shaul. He had decided, no matter what, that he is going to go ahead and attack the Plishtim. All he did when making this sign was give confidence to his warriors. His warriors were with him, and he gave them a simon as to boost their confidence, and Avada, he wasn't acting solely based on the simon being fulfilled. Azoi zogt Taisus. According to Taisus, Eliezer Lemaisa didn't violate the Isser of Nichush, but the Gemara is just shelling su his type of simon as an example of a real Nachash, as a real Nichush, and something that potentially would violate the Isser of Nichush. Other Rishonim disagree. The Shita of the Radak is that if you make a personal simon that only you will act based on, you have not violated the Isser of Nichush. Says the Radak, the Isser of Nichush only applies when this sign and this omen is something that's universal. It's a chuk. You know, it's established in the Welt, or it's established in a certain type of society that this is considered a bad omen and this is considered a good omen. When a person acts based on such a sign, which is an established sign, that is a violation of the Isser of Leis Anachshu. So if you have a black cat cross your path, and based on seeing the cat, you refrain from acting in a certain way, that is a violation of Nichush, because that is an established omen, an established simen that people, in fact, rely on, and that's why it would, in fact, be a violation of Leis Anachshu if you follow that sign. However, if you want to know how to conduct yourself in a certain story, in a certain maisa, you want to know how to go about doing something, and you don't know what the proper mode of conduct is, you could, in fact, make a personal simon for yourself, and that will determine your proper mode of conduct, and that won't be a violation of Lois and Achshu. That is the Shita of the Radak, and he says that is the Pshat by Eliezer Eved Avram. Since it was only a personal sign, it wasn't something that was an established chayik, it wasn't a violation of Lois and Achshu. So what's the Shaka Matayah in the Gemara? So he learns that it in fact was assumed in the Gemara that when people run away from the Basar, it is an established chayik, and since in the story of the Gemara they were running away from the Basar, so it was an established chayik, Ayin Shem and the Radak learns that when you have a personal sign that you make for yourself, you are not in violation of Lois and Achshu. It's only if it's a chayik, an established omen that people use to determine their future. Now, he adds that if, let's say, it's a sign based on the past, on something that happened already in the past, then it's garnished. It's not Lois and Achshu, and even if it's an established thing, it's garnished. The entire concept of Nichush only applies when the simon is something that predicts the future. So if it predicts the future, then there's a potential violation of Lois and Achshu. I've demzok the Radak. Only if it's an actual chayk, if it's an established custom or practice to follow this omen, do we say that there's an Isser of Lois Anachshu. But if it's a personal thing that you make for yourself, that won't be a violation of Lois Anachshu. That's the Shita of the Radak. The Ran has a third Shita. Says the Ran, Avada, in a case where you make a sign for yourself, and based on the fulfillment of the sign, that's how you're going to proceed to act in the future. That is an Isser Deraisa of Lois Anachshu. That is the Isser of superstition. You're not allowed to act based on a omen that you have or some personal sign that you make for yourself. That is an Isser Deraisa. So what is the pshat in Eliezer of Avram, and what is the pshat in Yonis and Ben Shol? Did they in fact violate the Isser Deraisa of Nichush? Says the Ran, they did not. They acted based on a sign. Says the Ran Yisoid, when there is logic to your activity, when you're basing your activities on an omen that has some link, some association to logic, there is no Isser Bechlal of Loisin Achshel. For instance, says the Ran, in the case of Eliezer, you're right, he did make a sign for himself. If the girl offered water to him and his animals, he'll take her to be the shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu, and if she didn't offer, he won't take her to be the shidduch. That was, in fact, a sign, but there was logic to it. Because the girl that offered water to him and his animals demonstrated that she was a tremendous Baal Chesed, and she was deserving, she was suitable to connect to the mishpacha of Avram Avinu, who was the paragon of Chesed. And the Meila says, the Ran, since that sign was linked to a logic, it made sense, it wasn't stam a sign, but there was something that was behind the sign, that in fact was mutter, there's no Isser of Leis and Achshel. So too, let's say, when it comes to the sign of Yonis and Ben Shol. Yonis and Ben Shol said, if they come towards us, we won't attack. If we go to them, we should attack. That was connected to logic, because it made sense when determining whether or not you should attack to look at what the opponent's level of confidence is. And if the opponent comes towards you, it shows that they're very confident. When you go to them, it shows that they are insecure about the upcoming battle. Since they are insecure, they're very vulnerable and they're susceptible to losing the battle. So again, the shita of the round is that it's usur if you make a personal sign for yourself in the future. And the only justification for Eliezer Eved Avram and for Yonis and Mishol was that there was a logic and there was a svara behind their sign. So how do we paskin l'alocha? If a person wants to make a sign for himself and act based on an omen, is this aser or is this mutter? According to the Radak, l'chayro, it would be mutter, because if it's not an established chayk, if it's not an established practice to follow this omen, it would be mutter. However, according to the Ran, it's also, and the only heter is if it makes sense, if there's a svara behind this omen. So how, in fact, do we paskin? So this is brought down in the Ramah in Yerideas and Kuf Ayin Tes. And the Ramah says, Yesh oimrim de odom mutter lasleish loisimim bedover shiyovoy loosid. Yesh oimrim, that it's mutter for a person to make a personal sign for himself as to how to conduct himself in the future. K'moisha osa Eliezer Eved Avram Ayonison. V'yesh oisrin. And says the Rambah, there's also an opinion that's machmer, and that's the shita of the Ran, that holds that only if it connects to a svara, something that's logical, does it become mutter. But if it's not connected to a logical manner of acting, then in fact it would be osir. Says the Rambah, v'ha'hoylech Ubaiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoydedenu. So the Ramah says, yeshem that it's mutter, yeshem that it's usur, to act based on a personal sign. And says the Ramah, l'maisa ubaiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoydedenu. It seems like he's saying that it is better to be machmer and to rely solely on the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that is the machlekes that's brought down in the Ramah. These are the two opinions that we have mentioned, the Shita of the Radak, the Shita of the Ran. And it doesn't seem like there's a 100% clear hachra, but the Ramah does conclude ubeteach v'Hashem chesed yisoydedenu, that it's certainly admirable to follow the strict hashgacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, the Ramah does point out that this entire issa would only apply in a case where we're actually going to be acting in the future based on the simon. But, as we mentioned in the story of Rav, in Maseches Chulin Daf Tzadik Hei, if all you're doing is using what transpired in the past as some type of simon as to what's going to occur in the future, that is not Aser Bechlal. That's considered Simona Ba'alma. Since it's merely a simon, it's not something that you're actually going to act based on, you're not going to rely on it L'maisa, that is something that would be Mutter, and there's no Iser Bechlal. And says the Ramah,